Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and this is episode 86 of our podcast. Wow, 86, so close to 100, but yet so far. Tonight, I am talking about episode 17, season 4, Beacon of Hope. Yes, Beacon of Hope. A lot going on. Originally, this episode aired a couple weeks ago. I know I'm doing a little catch-up, so if you're a subscriber to the show, apologies about the late response to these podcasts. I was feeling a little under the weather, so here I am doing some catch-up before the April 27th episode of Arrow Canary Cry, which we know what happens. But in this episode, Beacon of Hope, Sarah Lance is still alive. So, I mean, not Sarah, Laurel. Getting those confused already. But luckily, you know, that won't happen in the future. Okay, so let's see. The episode Beacon of Hope aired on March 30th, 2016. Let me read you a little brief synopsis for those of you who already watched the episode, giving you a little glance of what it was all about. Let's see. Brie Larvin orchestrates her release from prison and travels to Star City in search of the biomechanical chip that is being used to allow Felicity to walk. Brie attacks Palmer Tech, holding the board hostage until Felicity turns herself over. Curtis tracks down Oliver's hideout, discovering his secret in the process so that he can offer help to the team to save Felicity, her mother, and Thea. Now, when this happened, I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so now he really knows the double identity of Oliver Queen. And man, I really wish I could remember Diggle's code name while he's out. But then we also know that he knows that Felicity also is helping out with what's going on in Star City. And it was a great revelation on how Curtis was able to breach into the Arrow Cave and find out what is going on. Who is Oliver Queen? And now he knows that he's the Arrow, and there you go, and he knows his boss is a badass. So, I mean, how much better could it get for Curtis? So, so he definitely finds out what's going on. And, of course, Brie Larvin, as we remember from The Flash, she was the beekeeper, or, Sting, or whatever code name Cisco gave her. But now she has transitioned over to Arrow. And, of course, she is after the chip that is allowing Felicity to walk. So he is, Sir Curtis, of course, is discovering the secrets of Arrow and in order to help save Felicity, her mother, and Thea. The team arrives at Palmer Tech, but Oliver is stung by one of the Bree's robotic bees. Back at the hideout, Curtis realizes the sting actually implanted a bee within Oliver and is replicating itself. Now, that was a little scary to see Oliver, you know, laying down on the table and, like, you know, I thought, man, whoa. There's no way they could kill Arrow, but man, it got close, because it got pretty scary the way the bees were multiplying all within Arrow's body, or Oliver Queen's body. Haven't seen that done to Oliver too recently. So, of course, the team is very hypersensitive on trying to help Oliver and also kill the multiplying of the bees. Let's see what else. Curtis, let's see. Laurel uses her canary cry to disrupt the frequency controlling the bees to save Oliver. Now, that was a great scene because my biggest complaint with Laurel Lance and Black Canary is that if you're going to show Black Canary, we have to hear her cry. And I'm sorry, every single time. That's her superpower. I mean, yeah, she kicks ass, but it's like saying with Batman, you'll never see a bat symbol anywhere. Either if it's a batarang that's left behind, or a punch that looks like a bat, or the bat signal. I mean, if you're not going to have Batman and not have the bat symbol, then why have Batman? So, of course, the same thing regarding to Arrow. If he's Green Arrow, he should shoot green arrows, right? So, I mean, come on. Am I asking for much to ask for Black Canary to cry just one more time for me? But this was great. This was an ingenious way that the frequency and the bees obviously are connected to a radio frequency. And with Laurel's cry, thanks to Cisco, of course, she was able to destroy the bees from them multiplying within Oliver. All right, Felicity is able to evacuate the board members while Bree reveals she is after the chip because she has a tumor that is going to leave her paralyzed. Now, here's one of those sad moments where, of course, from the get-go, you're like, oh, here comes the bad meanie, and there's a reason why she's bad. She kills. And, of course, she's only doing it to get her means. I mean, how desperate would you get if you knew the one device that could help you and save your life? How far would you go? I mean, that's a big question. And of course, it's one of these anti-heroes where she's trying to benefit herself, not from rags to riches, but just to extend her life because of her tumor that could keep her paralyzed. Now, of course, a lot of people have been able to adapt when they're paralyzed, and their mobility is a little limited, but it's not the end. At least you're still breathing, as opposed to someone that has like lung cancer or something like that. And I just, at this moment, I kind of felt sad for Brie Larvin. She, would do what I would do. I mean, I wouldn't control bees and trying to kill people, but I mean, how desperate would you get to want to walk again or continue walking to stop the process of being paralyzed because of the tumor? And I've had some family members where they've gone through tumors, and I mean, it's a scary thing. And to have the villain, state it states her case that she's only doing it to prevent the tumor. And let's see, Curtis develops a virus to shut down the bees, which works and uses them to stop Bree. So there you go, Curtis again with a high-tech knowledge of how to control bees. Yes, there's a reason why they call him Mr. Terrific. And I think in this scene they were using the spheres of Mr. Terrific, one of his weapons of choice, of course, that he created in the comic books. And I'm glad that they're still referencing them or showing them. But when is he going to use it? That's for sure. In the DC Comics, he has gone by the name of Michael Holt, not Terrence. Curtis. What's his last name? Curtis in this show. See, I don't have that with me. They just reference him as Curtis. But if you know, please tweet me or leave a message. We have a new hotline. I don't know if you heard from our previous podcast. Feel free. That hotline is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call in anytime. The message when you call in, it states that if you just watched Batman versus Superman, please leave your gut-wrenching reaction. But it's also a DC Comics hotline, so it doesn't have to be about Batman versus Superman. You could also of course, talk about Arrow because it falls under the DCU. So, yes. Okay, let's see. Let me see if I can get you that number. Computer's a little slow, and then I'll get back to Arrow Talk. Let's see. That number is... Come on. All right, it's 206-203-0308. That hotline number again is 206-203-0308. Yes, that is our hotline, and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, yada, yada, yada. All right, so yes, let me give you a little backstory on Michael Holt, who is a fictional character of a comic book superhero. Appearing in DC Comics, he first appeared in Spectre number 54 back in June 1997, the second character to take up the Mr. Terrific mantle. So there you go. That would be interesting to see who did the first one. If he's the second one, it'd be great to have a little, let's see, as of the New 52, Mr. Terrific received a self-titled ongoing series as part of the DC's New 52. Holton began sporting a new costume designed by Colleen Hamner. He is also in a relationship with Karen Starr. And back in 2012, DC announced that they would be ending the six of the lowest-selling New 52 titles in April and replacing them with six different titles in their revamped second wave. Mr. Terrific was canceled with issue number 8 in April 2012. The series ends with Mr. Terrific being displaced to a parallel universe where he continues to appear in the Earth 2 series. Wow, so he went from Earth 1 to Earth 2. Very, very cool. So there you go. Michael Holt, who is holding ground for Mr. Terrific, the modern age Mr. Terrific. So check out the comics. It's really cool. I have the very first issue. And all right, we're live right now. Call in at 914-338-1036. We have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. I didn't realize what time it was because I ended up propelling asleep in my chair.
Oh, no worries. No worries, man. I'm holding up the fort here. I was just talking about the episode Beacon of Hope, and I was giving a little backstory
great.
Mr. Terrific, who
awesome.
Curtis, of course, helps out and delivers a virus to shut down the bees to help Oliver.
That was awesome. I have to say that was a great episode. So cool to see Mr. Terrific on there. I saw something that the
Shining
was supposed to return. And then that giant big bug robot scene, that was intense but cool.
Yeah, where it kind of like formed into a robot figure. Cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was like,
at some
point, I was like, wow, this is really a DC show because now we're getting bees forming into these super villains.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was cool. And then Felicity, still upset about leaving the team. And then they say we can really use Felicity. I mean, that's going to be sad next season if she's still off the team, or when they get back in season 5, she is going to come back on the team.
Well, here's my theory. I think there's a way they could like let her go for a couple episodes, like just give her time. And why can't Curtis like fill in? He's just as smart as Felicity, or even smarter.
He's Mr. Terrific. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mr. Terrific made her walk.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea of Mr. Terrific. He did help her walk.
Taking over.
And now
that would be great for him to get his own costume. And he can use his spears.
And man, that girl Breeze, she was a psycho. She's wanting food.
Yeah. You know what was good about this villain is that even the villains are crossing over to different shows. Remember Bree?
Yeah.
She started off with The Flash.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun
that
even the
cool.
villains are crossing over to. Do you think we'll ever see Zoom on Arrow again?
That would be crazy Imagine if
Wouldn't
Sue
it?
goes over on Arrow
Yeah.
and sees Oliver Queen and goes, "You're
Yeah.
Oliver Queen, join me.
He
I
goes,
know
you're
your
dead.
father. Yes,
Yeah,
I
yeah.
know your
He could be
father
like,
on
you're
my
dead.
earth."
And
And
he's
then he
like,
goes,
what?
"If you join me on to kill Bear, your friend Barry Allen, I'll bring you your father."
That would be
That
awesome.
would be it.
So at least
That
he
would
could
be
say hi to his father, yeah.
crazy.
One of Curtis's devices that I was talking about earlier, Matt, was the T-spheres. They're floating robotic spheres with multiple functions: holographic projection, projecting laser grids, and recording communication, linking with and manipulating
cool.
other electronic devices from satellites to electronic locks. They allow Terrific to fly by bearing his weight and can be used as weapons before exploding with him within force to send Captain Marvel flying back, eventually powerful electric charges and striking as flying projectile weapons. They respond to his metal and vocal commands. How cool is that?
I thought that was awesome. Way awesome. So cool.
So, I mean, they
that
could totally
cool.
go full force, Mr. Terrific, on next season.
Yeah, they could. I thought, I think this season is mainly the rise of Mr.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, they've been dropping so many, like, hints, like, oh, there's the spheres, and there's how look how smart he is, and yada, yada, yada.
And also, I did a lot like the scene saying, "We took out a supervillain, biatch." That was funny.
Right.
I did like that part. And I did like the Malcolm Merlyn scenes when he was in jail with Damian Dark. And saying,
yeah.
"We are moving forward with Genesis, but not with you." But then why? He broke Dark out of jail in the episode of 11:59. I mean,
who knows what Merlyn is up to? Let me finish
here
the little synopsis. I have one more sentence left. In the flashbacks, Oliver goes after Raider, who reveals that the idol has already started to grant him mystical powers. As his powers dwindle, Raider escapes into the tunnels. So, you know, we're there right now where Oliver and the idol are being chased around in the tunnels on the island.
I thought that was very interesting because that idol is what gives Damian Dark his power.
Yeah!
I wonder how that's
going to
play out in the flashbacks at the end of the season. Are we going to see a young version of Damian Dark on the island? That's going to be sick.
Ooh.
That's,
but not really, because what? It was like 5 years ago? So he won't be that
young. Yeah. No, he won't. But
he'll only
be
5 years
cool.
younger.
And yeah, pretty much. Are they going to do flashbacks in season 5? Because
I don't know,
pretty
because
much.
That will be the 5th year.
Yeah. I thought it was the episode was cool. But I would love to see the Atom just make one cameo appearance in this episode to help Oliver.
Well, we soon might see him. If Sarah's going to show up for the funeral, we might see the Atom showing up too.
Yeah. That was just so sad to see.
Oh, my gosh, we're going to talk about that episode tomorrow. But coming up next, if you're listening to our podcast, we're going to be talking about DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So join us on DC Legends Talk on that. And, Matt, let me give you the floor. Anything you want to talk about Arrow?
I just say it's a great series. And forgive me, guys, for calling in late. I didn't realize it was past the
No worries,
man. And I was sleeping. I thought that week's episode was great, awesome. And then I did like the scenes with Damian Dark in jail, and he was fighting all the guards. That those parts were cool.
He was all in control. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he was. Damian Dark was so crazy. And I thought the episode was great. And I do like the way how Felicity is able to walk and has that chip in her spine. That's cool. And I thought it was a cool, great episode.
Overall, great episode.
Yeah,
good
awesome.
Seeing Brie Larson again. Definitely a fan favorite.
I thought she was kind of crazy the way she kept saying TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok.
Total.
Yeah, crazy. That was weird. Cray-cray.
definitely cray-cray.
Yes. But great show. Great. I love Arrow. It is truly one of the best superhero TV shows out there. Amazing. Can't wait for more. It sucks it's on break right now. I mean, like...
I know.
Yeah,
the next episode is on April 27th.
Yeah, no, that sucks. But soon, though. Soon. And then it's new straight through till the season finale. But great episode. Great episode. I love Arrow. It's awesome.
Yes. And Arrow is still going strong, so definitely... watch out for future episodes. It looks like the finale of this series will be on May 25th. It will be the last episode on that episode 23 season. So there you go. All right. Anything else, Matt, that you want to add before we wrap up Arrow Talk?
No, I thought it was a great episode. Fantastic. And I think the podcast keeps going amazing. And
yeah.
I think the show is awesome.
Yes, well, we're pushing forward, and I want to thank all the listeners of Arrow Talk for checking us out, especially for the first-time listeners. Call in. We're live every single time, so if you follow us on Twitter, I usually announce it there, so follow us at Arrow Talk, all one word, or you can follow us on DC Comics Talk, also one word, and join us there. So there you go. All right, Matt, give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show.
Great show, and I love Arrow. It's awesome, way awesome. It's a good way to be like Batman, and it's a great TV series. Can't wait for what's
going
to happen.
Still going strong after 4 years.
Yes, it's amazing. All right, guys, talk to you on the next podcast.
Bye. All right, thank you, Matt, and have a good night. And remember... you have not failed this podcast.